Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. And today, we're tackling something that feels heavier than usual. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? You've been hurt, maybe even betrayed, and the thought of letting go feels impossible. But trust me, there's magic in this practice, not just for the person you're forgiving, but for you too. Holding on to anger, resentment, that bitterness, it's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and ultimately prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the grip those hurtful actions have on your heart and mind. So how do we actually do this? Here are a few Stoic-inspired insights to help you on your journey. First, understand that everyone makes mistakes. We're human, right? Imperfect beings trying our best to navigate this complex world. When someone hurts us, it's often a reflection of their own struggles, their own pain. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help us see them with more compassion. Remember, empathy isn't about condoning behavior, it's about understanding the human behind the action. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't change the past, you can't force someone to apologize, and you certainly can't make them feel remorse. What you can control is your response. Choose to respond with grace, with understanding, and ultimately, with forgiveness. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds counterintuitive, I know, but focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your perspective. Dwelling on the negative only amplifies the pain. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, the love, the support, the simple joys. This doesn't diminish the hurt, it simply creates space for healing and growth. Think about it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you far more than them. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength, a commitment to your own well-being. Here's a real-life example. I had this friend who, let's just say, wasn't the most reliable person. They bailed on plans last minute, forgot important dates, the whole nine yards. It was frustrating, and for a while, I held on to resentment. But then I realized that letting go of the anger wasn't about condoning their behavior. It was about freeing myself from the burden of those negative emotions. I chose to focus on the good times we had shared and let go of the hurt. And guess what? It felt amazing. So, how are you going to practice forgiveness today? Maybe start by acknowledging the hurt, giving yourself permission to feel those emotions. Then, take a deep breath and consciously choose to release that grip. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. This episode is about letting go of the past and choosing to live in the present moment, free from the weight of resentment. Remember, forgiveness isn't just for the other person, it's a gift you give yourself. Head over to our social media pages, share your thoughts on this week's topic, and let me know how you're practicing forgiveness in your own life. We're all in this together, folks. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep living with purpose. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.